when we did this artwork, the parents were asked to bring an object that was of importance to them, a memory, and then we were making impressions from that memory. We didn't want to take their objects from them or borrow the objects, but we wanted to create a piece of artwork around it. So a lot of them are paper rubbings, a bit like you did the traditional brass rubbings. Another one is a feather that a lady sees as the feathers coming from a baby in heaven. These are feathers that he drops to communicate with her, so those are really important to her.
Well, they say that from every tragedy comes understanding, and here at the Art House next to St Matthew's Church just off Division Street, that is true. 15 babies a day are stillborn or die within 4 weeks of birth in the UK. That's one in every 370 babies, and for one in three, the cause of death is unclear or unexplained. Elspeth Whitby is one of the collaborators.
There's some incredible stuff come out of this. The wires that one of the babies had when it was on special care baby unit to monitor its activity and monitor its heart, when we did the rubbing, came out like a butterfly. There wasn't a dry eye in that house, you know. Everybody was really emotional, but they were almost happy tears. And we've done various different impressions. So we've got horseshoes, the last cardigan that the baby was wearing. On the other side, we've got an L from a couple who lost their baby 30 years ago and have nothing other than the single L as a memento. And then we've got toys, and these are all impressions done on paper that the parents have done during a workshop last November.
And then just behind us, there's a series of different shaped boxes, heart-shaped boxes, oblong boxes.
All these boxes represent things that the parents that have taken part in the study have said are important to them. So each box has its own story. So we expect people to come in, to open up the boxes, to look at the objects, to see them and understand the story behind them.
Can we open one up? There's one here that opens. And what's in this box, Elspeth?
So in this box, we've got some leads that we use on the very sick premature babies. So at the bottom of every box is an X-ray image of the artery.
Neonatal ECG electrodes. And then you wouldn't normally see those, would you, if you didn't have a sick baby?
No, you wouldn't.
This is quite a big box, isn't it? Box number one. What's in this one? Oh, it's children's baby clothes, isn't it? You have a... Can we take them out?
So we can take them out, meant to be handled.
You have a child's baby grow.
So we've got baby grows at two different sizes here. So one more of a size of a term baby and one of a preterm baby.
And of course you've got videos running, you've got pictures on the wall, you've got sound, you've got boxes that people can touch.
The exhibition does everything from early miscarriages right the way to stillbirths and neonatal deaths. So all sizes.
So this is the first landing with those very moving objects behind illuminated frames. As we go up the stairs here, Elspeth, where are we going now?
We're going up to the second landing, which is an area where we've got the artwork, which is sound, which was done by the sound artist we've worked with, which is Justin Wigan.
I run a project called Life Echo, which is about putting the person back in the point of listening, not point of viewing, of experiences and memories, and recreating the memory in terms of an audio experience, reflecting on their journeys, both mental and emotional journeys of losing their babies. It was an honour for an artist to be able to step almost inside and listen to that experience.
Well, this is a mosaic, which when you stand at a distance from it, actually reflects the baby. So that's half the baby's face made up of mosaics of post-mortem images that we use as an alternative way of getting information after the death of the baby to an autopsy. And the images on the other side are all the areas in the hospital that are involved in the process. So all the different rooms, all the places the babies will go. And hopefully this will give the parents an idea of where their baby was when they couldn't look after it and who was looking after it.